is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hello. Hi, everyone. What's plans for the weekend?
I need a seat.
Take a seat. Plans for the weekend. Oh, God. Well, it's back to school on Monday for us, so getting organised. Getting organised for that.
Feels like they've had a massive holiday because of that extra three days
lockdown that we had. Yeah.
Yep.
Which was lovely, actually.
It was really nice.
Me too. I didn't have any dramas with that.
No,
it was very nice.
Dramas.
Especially because it was end of term and there was no work from kids to do at home or anything.
No, that's
it.
Was
just kind of chill. I'm not really too sure. I feel like there's something happening on Saturday that I've completely forgotten about. So,
oh, gosh. Like a party?
Oh, Wills is coming home. That's what it is. Oh. Sorry. That's what that is. What about you?
I think I'm still going to be in Toowoomba. Shout out to the, apparently it's freezing up there. How can it be so cold when it's only 2 hours from where we are?
Mountains.
It's high.
Yep.
I know. It always takes you by surprise though, right? When you just go, how much colder when it's so close. Yeah. But yeah.
Why is Ipswich so cold?
Because it's in a, valley.
Hot?
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Both make you cold.
So what are you doing in Toowoomba?
A rugby carnival.
And they go for two days.
Two and a half, nearly three.
Like, are you...
I know.
Is rugby taking over your life, yes or no?
Hard
is Dane,
yes.
Is Dane loving it?
Dane isn't even going on day one.
Oh.
He gets out of, 50% of it. I'm there the whole time. But
I mean, given Remy's only 11 turning 12 this year,
I know it's
problematic. Do you think how much more full on does it get as they get older? I'm genuinely curious.
I do not know how it can get any more full on. Maybe this is a blessing in disguise that I'm just getting used to it now because
possibly
there's a
lot. And that the kids are getting used to it because by the time they
hit... they love it. They love it. And look, it'll be fun. There's 30 people staying in the same motel.
Yeah, you'll have so much fun.
Which will be a hoot. I've packed my UGG boots. I'm going to do motel car park drinks, high class stuff. Can't wait.
That'll be so fun.
Can't wait. And then we're doing a pub dinner, I think. On the second night.
That'd be fantastic.
I've got my camping chair. I've got my computer.
Good. You'll have lots of stories for us on Monday.
I'm just hoping there's no broken bones because the last few games there have been.
That's the risk, I suppose, with contact sport, isn't it?
And he won't wear headgear.
What do you mean he won't wear headgear?
Also, Dane won't allow headgear.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's a very personal choice, the headgear or the collarbone gear, because there's a collarbone plate they can wear. The majority of them don't. The majority of them, even professional players, majority of them don't wear headgear. Dane's it doesn't actually do anything.
Right, okay.
Other than save you from cauliflower ears, which Dane has. So, he's committed to that look for life. I've offered it. I said, some kids wear it. Some of the shorter kids wear headgear for a size. I don't really know. I don't know much about rugby, but I think they feel more confident when they have headgear.
Because this is union he's playing, isn't it?
This is union.
League.
Yes, I think that's what I've heard. Some of the shorter kids are it's like their little cape. They feel when they put that on, they're safe. But in effect, I don't know.
So you think
it
kind of creates a false bravado in the way that some people, swimming teachers say, don't put floaties on your kids because it gives them a false bravado.
That's right. Or maybe it's just compared.
I don't know if that's not medic. That's not bloody learn to swim advice. Don't take it. I've just heard it.
That's also why I'll never take a life jacket on if a plane crashes.
Why?
I don't want to.
False bravado.
I want to know that I'm in danger.
I don't know. I'm just talking through my ass about that because I really don't know anything about headgear or collarbone gear, whatever. Remy will come back with a broken collarbone. But I don't know. don't know. They'll be fine.
Is collarbone the one that you can't fix? Like it has to heal itself?
So you just have your arm in a sling so that you mobilise the arm so that the collarbone doesn't move around too much. Yeah. But you can't put a cast or a splint on a collarbone.
Mm.
That's, I think, yeah, very painful.
Elbows are the same, aren't they? Like if you break your elbow,
you can't do anything.
That.
You just
have
to
break your elbow.
Yeah, you can break your elbow.
Really?
It's pretty hard to.
I think if there's a bone, it can break.
Mm.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Right? Some are easier to break than others.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
you're right.
Well,
how about we get to the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. I'm ready to
Good morning.
Hello, TGIF.
I know every Friday you do that. It's not new.
My headphones are broken.
Oh, no.
Hey, quick update while you're fixing your headphones.
That music?
It's all right.
Okay.
Can't you hear anything?
No. Anyway, move on. Keep going. Let's go.
Hey, quick update. Yesterday, I know I told you all about how Mum wanted me to call the local police or neighbourhood watch to report a possible stolen car parked outside my house. This is the second time this has happened. And I did push back on Bez and say, not quite yet. I'll give it another few days. I'll make it up to a week. And she said, I really think it just doesn't hurt to let the police know that there's a car here past the reg one. Doesn't hurt, Sarah. And I said, no, Mum, no. Well, when I came home from work yesterday, the car was parked in my neighbour's driveway. So it was actually my neighbour's car.
Yeah. Oh, it's their car? Yes. I just suspected
did Bez
like a relative.
Did Bez call the police and they came around and told him to move it?
No. Nobody called. There was a happy resolution, which was one, me not giving in to Mum's peer pressure.
Good.
And two, it was the neighbour's son's car.
What did you say to your mum?
I just said, and she said, oh, it's lucky you didn't call, isn't it? Yes, Mum.
Yeah, Mum.
It is.
Oh, my God. Well, that's good. I was wondering if you, Jace, I know you have a new dog, and I wondered if you did this with your dog. When it's nighttime, do you put your dog in quote-unquote pyjamas? Do you know what I mean by pyjamas?
Absolutely not.
Hold on. I'm not meaning
not yet,
actual
anyway.
Pyjamas.
Not warm enough. It's not cold enough.
She's crossed over to crazy pet owner territory.
I'm not talking actual pyjamas because we all know Minnie is quite thick, so she can't get into pyjamas. No, do you take Bubble O Bill's collar off and say, oh, you're in pyjamas now?
No. What's wrong with you?
Hot tip. They love it. They
when you take the collar off and say, oh, you're in pyjamas
now.
Yes,
yes.
So I think what you're meaning is not pyjamas. You're saying, in fact, do you give your dog a sleep cue?
Yeah, it's a sleep cue. They just know at night.
Oh,
well, they don't necessarily go to sleep. It's like when the family's sitting around and what have you. But at the end of the day, you remove the collar and you see them visibly relax. And I think every dog deserves that.
I should do that to my cat, actually. She's a noisy little piece. Because, no, she bangs around with the bell on all night. It's a good idea, Lise.
But you've got to say the words.
Nothing relaxes.
Let's get you into pyjamas.
Nothing.
Well, they're not getting into pyjamas.
Yeah, I know, but
you're actually saying, let's get you naked.
Yeah, but that's their pyjamas. That's their natural state is being nude.
Do you know what pyjamas mean?
Yeah, they're nude. They're nude pyjamas. That's how Minnie sleeps. She sleeps in the nude. Like one of her owners. Who is it, me or Dane? I don't know. That's for you to figure out.
It's 100% you.
Nah, call Dane. Who is it?
I told you, I don't reveal my tricks.
Okay, if it's a trick, it's Lise. Okay.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
We've found a couple of showbiz snippets that have piqued our interest and we'd like to share them with you. And first stop, if I may, Lise, is Katy Perry and Miranda Kerr.
Oh, I love them.
Who have both had a relationship or have a relationship with Orlando Bloom. So, of course, Miranda and Orlando were together. They have their son, Flynn.
Yes.
Miranda's since married a Snapchat founder.
Yes.
What's his face?
Evan something.
Evan.
Isn't that his name?
I don't know what his name is.
Guy.
So I'm not sure. And they've got two kids together. And, of course, Katy Perry is now with Orlando and they have their little girl, Daisy.
Yes.
But here's the beautiful thing. It's a
Very
real blended family situation. Mm-hmm. And Katy and Miranda were on a little Instagram live session together. And I thought it would be a lot juicier than it was. But
I'm not scared of it. It doesn't make me break out at all. I wonder, like, is the turmeric Is there like the brightening? Is it like a brightening factor or like?
I think it's the rosehip oil really helps balance the pH of your skin. The combination of
are they having
the
a little skincare tutorial together?
Oil and yeah. the desert date oil that really helps with your skin because
it's a
really lightweight oil that balances the pH.
Wow!
Wow!
I mean,
that just kind of goes on and on. It was basically a great big plug for Miranda's Cora Organic Skincare.
So I wonder if Katie gets a cut.
Well,
I mean, imagine having Katy Perry as an unofficial ambassador. That's quite handy,
I
isn't
mean,
it?
If those two are promoting anything, I'm bored.
Well, no, I mean, I like them both separately, but yeah, I mean, that seems like. It's one very boring Instagram live, I think, hearing about my skin balance pH being
and rosehip oil. Let's go to something a little juicier
could we
then.
Perk me up.
I am really fascinated with this whole story of Cody Simpson, who was like kind of a big deal pop star over in the US. He's an Aussie boy, Gold Coast boy.
He was with Miley Cyrus for a
yes,
while, wasn't he?
Like he was well and truly in the mix of those it people over in LA. He's only 24 years old, but he is currently in hardcore training for the Australian National Swimming Championships. And we touched on this a while ago, but he's training with all of the Olympians, like Emily Seebohm. He's really like, not, I don't know if he's given
sounds
up.
Sounds like
he's,
all of them.
I don't know if he's given up his music, but I find it so fascinating that someone who's lived in that world of Hollywood can then decide, you know what, I really love this swimming
not
thing
even
and
that.
I'm going
not
back
Not even
to
that.
It.
Like, it's higher level again. It's like, okay, so I've done the whole Hollywood glam. I think I'm going to be an Olympian now.
Yeah.
Like,
and
just
he's that
being
good.
Able to have the skills and past track record to just jump in the
he's
pool,
that
qualify.
Good. Yes, yes,
and
yes.
be in the mix for that.
So he was spotted and photographed training at the Gold Coast Aquatic Centre, having some laughs with Emily. And people are just like, what? What is actually, I mean, look, Sarah.
I know. I mean, he's fit. He looks like an Olympian.
He looks
he
like
looks
a swimmer.
The part.
Well, I mean, yeah. I just, I'm really fascinated by this whole journey for
I really
him.
Hope. I mean, the Olympics, I mean, they're still going ahead at this stage in Tokyo and
but even just to be an Australian swimmer, like a qualify for just your
the
at
nationals,
that level
yeah
is,
after a
is
few years
phenomenal.
Off yeah amazing.
I might go back to being a trumpet player. I might still be light at the end of the tunnel for me.
All right, when you've had enough of the radio showbiz, trumpeteer Lise yeah. Carlaw, please take the stage.
I can't wait.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I love a good reno story, Sarah. You know when people find stuff when they're demolishing an old house or ripping up floorboards or what have you. This couple, an elderly couple, were redoing their living room. And what they found beneath the carpet is extraordinary. They discovered a life-sized version of a Monopoly board that took up the entire floor of the living room.
Like a 4 meter by 3 meter game of Monopoly.
Massive.
How fun, because you would play your own character. When you stand,
you don't need the little top hat
yeah.
or the little thimble.
No, you're not the terrier. You're yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's remarkable. It's up on our Instagram at Lees and Sarah if you want to take a look at it. But I've done
why
a little bit.
Why
I know.
Would somebody have a Monopoly board that big on as their floor? That
well,
makes
they
no.
They like family fights.
It turns out. It
turns into a boxing ring afterwards.
It turns out that life-size board games on floors were kind of a thing in roughly the 1930s. But there's more articles written about Monopoly board games on floors, and someone said in another article that sometimes the community chest square was replaced with the silhouette of a naked woman. And those versions of the floor games were risque adult games.
What?
I think probably there's not a lot of information of it.
What, like
on this.
Swingers Monopoly?
Like kind, well, or strip Monopoly, possibly.
Oh, my God.
So this is like this is just bringing up this whole thing of bought. Now I'm just like, want to rip up every piece of carpet in my home just in case.
Oh my goodness, do the street names change, like from Piccadilly to Pickadicky or something?
Whoa.
Pick-a-willy. Pick-a-willy. So look, 13 10 60, let's open up the phones. I don't know if we're ever going to find someone.
King's Cross
actual...
can stay.
King's Cross stays. So does Oxford Street, for that matter. That works well. 13 10 60, if you've ripped up your carpet to find something curious beneath. I don't
Stark
know if we're
going
to. Stark Lane is good. What about yeah, no, I've got
there's one that I'm thinking. Don't get started on that one.
Wait, there's income tax. It could be incoming tax.
What?
Oh, all right. So
just open the phone.
What's the question here?
I don't. I guess you found underneath the carpet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What have you dug up under floorboards, carpets, in your renos? Tell us everything.
Lino.
13 10 60.
Chris in Adelaide. Chris, what did you find?
We were doing some renos in the unit before we sold it, and Mrs. decided she wanted the floorboards. So we got rid of the carpet, and dead smack in the middle of the floorboards was a $100 bill epoxied to the floorboards.
I mean, do you think it had been, I mean, $100 is a lot to sort of deliberately epoxy in.
Especially if it'd been there for a long time, because $100 yeah. back in the day.
Yeah, it was not a newish one. We actually, well, me and my brother thought it was an older or a Monopoly $100.
But fake money.
Yeah, yeah, but pulled it up and tried to scrape as much as we can off it and thought, oh, yeah, it's real.
And could you cash it in? Like, could you use it?
He took it, and I'm pretty sure he did. I think he went to the bottler.
Well, a hard day's – what is it? A hard day's work deserves a big – cold thirst, isn't
big
that it?
Big cold beer.
Big cold beer.
And the best cold
like
beer is Vic.
That's right. That's right. Bridget in Cronulla. Bridget, have you found something under the carpet or floorboards?
I haven't, but a family that I used to nanny for, they did. So they were doing a reno, pulled up the floorboards and found like a really old box.
Ooh.
When they opened up the box, they found lots of like written letters and notebooks and all these different little knickknacks.
Okay.
They called up the family who previously owned the house and couldn't find the owners but found their kids. Turns out the owners had passed away, and it was letters that they were sending to and from each other back in the 50s.
Aww.
When they were in a long-term relationship. Both of them had passed, so the kids who were in their middle age were so thankful and yeah.
Oh, that's really like beautiful, like love letters.
Like their love story for their children to read.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So they gave the family like a nice bottle of champagne, and they went and got the letters framed and things like that to keep them. So, yeah.
Oh, gee, that's beautiful. A nice – it's better than finding a strip Monopoly board.
Oh, I don't know, Sarah. I like the sound of Pick-a-Willy.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I don't know what those lyrics are. We'll never know.
Remember me.
Yeah, I know
remember
that bit. But I'm the one who had your baby's eyes.
Oh, I never listened
no,
to that.
No, just
bit.
I'm the one who had your baby.
I only ever hit the lead vocals.
Okay, sure.
Guys, I want to run an idea by you. I think it's a good one. I don't know if you will. Remy is approaching the age where he's very curious about the changes that will happen in adolescence. I think your girl was similar. It's an exciting
That's right.
It's an exciting time.
Puberty, as my 7-year-old likes to call it. Mom, she's reading those books on puberty again. All right, she's 10. Leave her alone.
Well, I want to encourage and embrace that feeling of excitement. And I do like open like having sort of an open house. You know, we can talk about anything. Nothing's too serious. You can have a bit of fun with everything. So I said to him, we were sitting on the couch last night, and I said to him, show me your armpit. How's it going? How's it going under there? let's do a little hair check, shall we? Let's see if something's sprouting. And he was like, Mum,
it's quite a bit of pressure now.
Yeah. I know, but it's fun, right? I was like, come on, lift it up. Let me see. Let me go get my magnifying glass, because there's nothing.
Did you say you were trying to make this a fun experience?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun for me. And he was like, no, Mum, no. And I said, go on. I said, you know what? Here's what we'll do. And this is what I'd like to suggest. On the day that we see a hair, we're going to have a party.
Okay.
We're going to have a party to celebrate. And he was like, Mum, that's horrific. And I said, it's not. We're going to call it a party.
Oh, yep.
And everything's going to be hair themed. So we're going to have spaghetti for dinner. And he was like, Mum, this is the worst idea ever. I'm
100% with Remy. Why are you doing this to him?
And then every time we check for hair under the armpits, we call it a pit stop. Come on, guys. Who wouldn't have wanted a parent who encourages this type of closeness?
I mean, but you can't encourage the hair growth. Like,
well,
when it,
I mean, but I want to celebrate.
I mean, what's
going
to happen when his voice drops? What happens when he gets hair on his chest? What are those parties?
I'm excited.
If you're going to commit to this, Lise, in your fun puberty household, you have to go beyond the single armpit hair.
There'll be more. Give me some ideas.
You've come
voice.
Up with a lot of ideas over the years.
This is the shit.
This is very bottom
but I
of
just
the barrel.
Think, okay, you were a young boy whose voice broke. Why is it so shameful?
I can't remember.
I think the boys do. The boys get embarrassed
it. No, you don't even notice. Oh, do you mean when you're like saying something
breaks.
And it goes high pitched?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Everyone makes fun of you for that.
Okay, do you have like a Barry Manilow party where all the music is like, I've heard people say that.
I think what a treat. Well, I haven't run it past Dane.
I'm not surprised because Dane will encourage this.
Dane will just be like, cut your crap, please. I just think why when I was a young girl becoming a young woman, dad was very he would be like, who needs what at the shops? There was no shame in it, Sarah. I want to provide the same platform for my children.
Mate, it's you don't have to create shame by having a party every time he gets a pube.
Oh.
Okay.
Why don't you invite all the girls from the school about it?
This is like next level.
I'm start a Facebook group.
I was so on board when you were like, open conversations, no shame, talk to Big Mama about anything. Next minute, a party.
Who's your crush, Remy? Let's give her the first invite to your puberty party.
I'm going to run it by the boys at rugby.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you call me when it sprouts because I'll come over too. He'll love that.
I can't wait, guys. I can't wait.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Here comes the one. Na, 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one. Just one. Just one.
Yes, every week we like to end the show on an incredibly off note. That is the one word song game. Jace plays one word from a song. Lise or I have to jump in and guess it by title and artist.
Before we play, you know how last week, a few weeks ago, you, Jason, were complaining about the opener, that little ditty we sing before we play the game. Someone replied on our DMs and said, I don't think it's that long. I think I like the sound of it. And then they were like, oh, I just realised that I listened to your podcast in 1.5 times. So... In 1.5 speed, so they're like, oh yeah,
just one.
Why would you listen in 1.5 times?
Some people do to get through content faster.
Oh my god,
which is not a good ad for our podcast.
No, like so I have heard of people listening to what's that very very famous podcast.
Joe Rogan.
Yes. So Joe Rogan podcasts go for like 3 hours, right?
Yeah, right.
Some people listen to Joe Rogan on time and a half speed to get through it significantly faster,
I feel like you're missing it.
Audiobooks like I don't know. Oh, okay. So there you go.
All right. Well, do you want to do this one in 1.5 times?
Sure, we'll try.
All right. First song.
Hair.
God as hell, Lizzo.
Lizzie. Oh, yeah. God. Damn.
God, yes. I haven't heard that in a while.
No.
Good.
Okay. Next, keep
up the speed.
No, I've lost me because Lisa's singing. Go again.
Oh, God, what is it? It's the script. It isn't by the script.
Here's a hint. Remember how I said yesterday I watched Shrek the other night?
Oh, accidentally in love by the Counting Crows.
Oh, is it Counting Crows? I wouldn't have gotten that. Come on,
come on. There you go. One each.
Okay.
Do you want to make this on the final or do you want to do two more?
Oh, let's just see where we're going for time.
Yeah, okay. Smart. Next one.
One more.
The tide is high. The tide. No.
What? I mean, I don't even know what that word is, Jason.
Go again.
I mean, even your face is scrunched up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it
don't?
Do it again. Is it the tide is high, but I'm home. What goes up must come down. A Blue Cantrell.
I got a confession to make.
Oh, God. What?
I didn't get new songs for this game.
You've used ones that Azzy did.
And so I used ones that Azzy used ages ago.
All right, well, give us the fourth. See how we go with that one.
Was that Blue Cantrell, though?
No, that was Karma by Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah, we would see, never.
I believe we had words with Aaron over that, too.
Whenever Shakira,
we're to be together, I'll be there and you'll be. Is it Mountains
by
Shakira?
That's my good idea. Lucky
my hips are small.
You got me head over heels and nothing left to say. Better way I feel, Shakira.
Head over heels, Shakira.
Wherever, Shakira.
That's it. Good one.
Shane.
And Shakira is married to Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah.
Who, remember this whole story that came out?
Anna Kournikova. Still with Anna Kournikova.
Oh, shivers, wrong one. Yeah. Damn it.
Who's she married to then?
And wasn't the story that Anna Kournikova has never met Enrique's father? Julio. Never. They have they have kids together. They've never met. Imagine
isn't Julio
never.
Julio Iglesias, hasn't he passed on to the other side?
Probably what I haven't
maybe
met.
Recently.
Makes it
but,
hard.
But they had it. They've been married like for years and years and years, and he'd never met his daughter-in-law.
Oh, your glasses. No, he's still alive.
Anyway,
I thought so. There you go. He was a stayer.
We gotta go.
He's 77.
Yeah.
All
right.
Weekend.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
This is the Those Two Girls catch up.
What a countdown. What a marvelous
the final countdown.
Do you have another song for us?
No, I don't. Well, let me just search.
Should we say, does Azzy have another song for us
let
circa
me just search if Az...
2020 or 2019?
Oh, yep. Azzy has got a couple more here.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah.
Hold on, because he's only got the little word. He hasn't got the actual song.
All right, well, let's try it.
Okay, there we go. Got it. Ready?
Yep.
Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. That feels like One Word Song Game 101.
Yeah, too easy.
Yeah, as.
And
you
then
loser.
What was that other one that was too hard? That was just like...
That was Alicia Keys. Like, who would know what that is?
Hey, yeah, that one.
That one.
I think we have to go because we've got another couple of things to do before we have to dash home.
It's Friday and we want to get out early.
Yeah, so I'm sure.
It is,
I mean, I was making out it was under the guise of work, but we just want to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Honesty is the best policy, guys.
Have a lovely weekend, folks. Have a great weekend in the T-bar, Lise.
T-bar.
And we'll chat to you on Monday.
Let's do another week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.